Chapter 6, Intention and Infinity. Life is eternal. We all live on a stage where many infinities gather. Just take a look outside tonight and contemplate the infinity of space. There are stars so distant from you that they're measured in the distance that light travels in an earthly year. Beyond those stars that you can see are endless galaxies that stretch out into something we call eternity. Indeed, the space that you occupy is infinite. Its vastness is too huge for us to see. We are in an infinite, never-ending, never-beginning universe. Now pay close attention to this next sentence. If life is infinite, then this is not life. Really let these words sink in. If life is infinite, then this is not life. We can see this in everything that we scrupulously observe. Therefore, we must conclude that life, in terms of our body and all of its achievements and possessions, which without exception begin and end in dust, isn't life itself. Grasping life's true essence could radically change your life for the better. This is an enormous inner shift that eliminates fear of death. How can you fear something that doesn't exist? And connects you permanently to the infinite source of creation that intends everything from the world of infinite spirit into a finite world. Learn to be comfortable with the concept of infinity and see yourself as an infinite being. Your fear of the infinite. We are all in bodies that are going to die, and we know this, yet we can't imagine it for ourselves, so we behave as if it weren't so. It's almost as if we're saying to ourselves, everybody dies but me. This is attributable to what Freud observed. Our death is unimaginable, so we simply deny it and live our lives as if it weren't going to die because of the terror that our own death instills. As I sat down to write the chapter on infinity, I said to a friend that my goal was to leave the reader and you, the listener, with a complete absence of the fear of death. Let me know if it touches you in that way, even on a minor scale. Your own death. Essentially, there are two points of view regarding this dilemma of your own death. The first says that we're physical bodies that are born, and we go on to live for a while, and then ultimately, we deteriorate. Our flesh wears out, and then we die and are dead forever. This first perspective, if you embrace it, either consciously or otherwise, is terrifying from our alive point of view. Unless you embrace the second point of view, it's completely understandable that you would fear death. Or you may welcome it if you hate or fear life. The second point of view says very simply that you're eternal, an infinite soul in a temporary expression of flesh. The second point of view says that only your physical body dies, and that you were whole and perfect as you were created, and that your physicalness emanated from the universal mind of intention, that universal mind was and is formless. It's the pure energy of love, beauty, kindness, and creativity, and it can't die since there are no forms involved. No form, no death, no boundaries, no deterioration, no flesh, no possibility of it wasting away. Thus, spirit is present in its entirety everywhere, which includes you. You can never be separate from it. You'll learn to laugh at the absurd idea that you could ever be separate from the universal mind. It's your source. You are it. God is the mind through which you think and exist. It's always connected to you, even if you don't believe in it. Even an atheist doesn't have to believe in God to experience God. The question then becomes not whether your body is going to die, but rather on what side of infinity do you wish to live? You have two choices. Either you live on the inactive or the active side of infinity. In either case, you have an appointment with infinity, and there's no way to avoid it. Your appointment with infinity. Eternity is now, right here. You're an infinite being. Once you get past the fear of death as an end, you merge with the infinite and feel the comfort and relief that this realization brings. We identify everything in this material world through a space-time continuum. Yet infinity has no preference for time and space. You aren't the elements that make up your body. You merely make use of the elements. You go beyond space and time and are merged with the infinite universal mind. If you haven't recognized it, it's because of your fear. You can keep your appointment with infinity while you're in your temporary body with its slavish adherence to time and space. My objective in this chapter is to help you to realize and do this. If you make this merger, I assure you of a life without fear of death. When your infinite soul leaves the body, it's no longer subject to the constraints of time and space. Separation can no longer interfere with you. So my question to you isn't about whether you believe you have an appointment with infinity. It's about when you're going to keep that inevitable appointment.